Blog Talk Radio.
My song I sing.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Yes, indeed, we're back again, my brothers and sisters. For another episode. Just another episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, indeed, so very thankful. Thankful to the Most High, thankful enough to do something about it. For the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. Well, indeed, the Most High is coming to have Him some very important things for Him to do. And He said, because of what I must do, He said, yes, indeed, that I would accrue. Yes, with this service, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me, yes, indeed He told me, that in doing Him that which He's asked me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be very thankful, and so should you. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, for the Most High has told me that unto His glory, His honor, for the blessedness of His name, He's told me, my brothers and sisters, for the redemption of His people, the cause of the redemption of His people, He told me, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence. All my brothers and sisters, you might as well add on to this, forget. If they could forget and to destroy. My brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is man has allowed his pride to be a powerful deceiver. He's allowed his lusts to be a powerful, powerful beguiler. For so many times, my brothers and sisters, through the course of ages, as man, every time he felt that he didn't want to deal with the reproof of the Most High, men have been able to beguile men, my brothers and sisters. I said have been able to beguile men. After men establishing standards, not true to what the Most High from the beginning has established, what the Most High declared as an eternal covenant, and compelled me, I regret to say, my brothers and sisters, have compelled many to uphold all manner of fallen standards, refusing to respect that what the Most High declared from the very beginning. I said that what the Most High declared from the very beginning, the only standard by which the world shall be judged. In fact, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand something. It is by one standard throughout the course of all ages that one judge should judge a whole world by one standard. What then shall be faith? I said, what then should be the fate, my brothers and sisters, of them who, after a multitude of social, political, cultural, national, religious differences, sought to compel the people to think otherwise? It's time to discern, my brothers and sisters, the reality. It's time to understand that there must come a remembrance, a restoration, a refreshing knowledge of that which the Most High declares from the beginning. For the Savior comes to save mankind, my brothers and sisters. What does it mean? It means He comes to overcome the world. He comes to deliver His people from every misconceit, every fallen standard that has snared and beguiled the minds and shut down the conscience of men not to discern the greater knowledge of truth that must become the common understanding of all peoples. What do I mean, my brothers and sisters, by the idea that he must save his people? The very word salvation means to make whole. It means to heal, my brothers and sisters. It means to make something preserved or worthy to be preserved. It means, my brothers and sisters, to deliver a thing from whatever would be harmful in its midst. I find it amazing that many talk about overcoming the world. And many have not discerned that the world, my brothers and sisters, is divided, not because it has absorbed and upheld and loved the truth. My brothers and sisters, the world is divided because the world has loved lies. The world is not divided because it has loved all that is divine righteousness. My brothers and sisters, because men so often, when they could have received the saving reproof for the Most High, have refused to hear it. Many asked to hear the voice of the Most High. What then, my brothers and sisters, have men oftentimes done when in hearing his voice they hear reproof? Think about it. Have men been taught by and large in this world, call upon the name of the Most High, that they might discern beyond their sins, beyond their sense of spiritual depravity? Or have they just simply asked the Most High to justify them in their own ways? I sit back and think about such scriptures as those in Psalms 19. Scripture that says the law of the Most High is perfect. That means those who would partake in his law must also seek what is perfect, his perfect will. It relates to the law that is perfect. It was under the conversion of a soul. Shall men then seek depravity, worship depravity, seek after imperfect, partial, polluted, tainted, perverted ideals, and sit back and say that they have worshipped the Most High? There are no contradictions in him, my brothers and sisters. No controversy in him. What then, my brothers and sisters, are all the differences, diversities, defiant denials, the truth we see in the world, but the result of human pride, my brothers and sisters, and oftentimes human blindness? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that a revolution is coming. And those who comfort the masses, or let's just say convince the masses as if nothing is wrong, have done very little to prepare the people for what is soon to come. How shall a Savior, my brothers and sisters, make a world one? Beyond all his differences. But that he must. Or said he must declare the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Malachi, 2nd going in the 3rd chapter in particular, says Messiah must come as a messenger of the covenant, declare in absolution what the covenant of the Most High is, because by no means does he sanction, nor does he delight every man walking according to the ways, seeming right according to his own heart. And yet the rulers, the men not realize that they, that the masses not realize that they are conspired together that none discern that the sin that you must overcome is a variance that they teach you. Have taught as if to say that whoever simply calls himself a believer forges his name upon himself or an institution is somehow delivered. My brothers and sisters, quite frankly, no man finds deliverance unto the Most High unless the Most High himself calls him. Did you hear me? No man finds deliverance unto the Most High unless the Most High calls him and holds him in his care of keeping. Man's simple request, I hope you understand this, my brothers and sisters, man's request for salvation must have in it a humility to realize that man needs to be taught fully unto the fullness of what the Most High requires. Because to seek anything less would be a curse against the Holy Name. I hope you understand me. If everybody wants to sit back and talk about a multitude of diverse standards after their own ideals, and that's what they call salvation, the men are asking that, quite frankly, they're asking not to ever discern what salvation is. The salvation of mankind, the salvation of his people, is that Yah seeks to deliver his people from every lesser standard, every partiality, every form of deception and neglect that would keep his people from reasoning together as one. It's time to understand this, my brothers and sisters. In fact, in the book of Philippians, it says, anyone who does not seek the perfect will of Yah is an enemy against Messiah himself. Did you hear me? Anyone who will not seek his perfect will or would seek to be justified after any imperfect standard is an enemy against the Holy Name. I know that's not what they taught you among the churches, by and large. In fact, they tell you things like saying, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. As if to say that simply because man has fallen short, then the Messiah simply has to make up the difference. Hold on. Men, having not accepted the fullness of the truth, oftentimes convinced after lies entirely juxtaposed otherwise. How should men say this is the faith? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that faith in Yah is faith in him who is one, not all the multitude of different standards this world declares. Faith, therefore, must come by hearing a word from Yah himself. Faith, my brothers and sisters, what drives men to understand beyond all the diversities of man. Faith, my brothers and sisters, having heard from the Most High, knowing that he is greater, knows. Also, my brothers and sisters, that man, to be true to him, must exceed the misconceits of man. Messiah said it well. He said, your rights must exceed that. I hope you understand this of your leaders. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Kingdom of Yah, why? Well, think about it, my brothers and sisters. The kingdom of Yah is not a kingdom after the diverse standards of this world. Think about it. All scripture relates the Messiah must come for the deliverance of his people. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, he must come to overcome the world. Because for many generations, quite frankly, all having sinned and fallen short of the glory, none else has. He has to come to show mankind the way back to what was declared from the beginning. One of the biggest secrets in the whole Bible is that Messiah comes to reprove all the rulers, all the standards that men have called wise, that men might see the foolishness of them all, that men might know to seek him. That's exactly what's written, my brothers and sisters. I said that's exactly what's written in Isaiah 11. He comes by the Spirit of the Most High, discerning all things, to reprove every wicked fallen standard. Every lawless standard is not in all things lawful. Think about it. Shall a man say his heart has been converted unto the Most High when he only seeks pieces and parts of his will? According to his own, according to his own designs? Makes absolutely no sense, my brothers and sisters, but this is what men have been taught to believe. I'm telling you now that a revolution is coming. But man is going to have to understand the covenant of the Most High under the being confirmed in his name. requires that man seek all that is his will, even according to all of the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And this is the time of refreshing that the Messiah comes to bring. A revolution is coming, my brothers and sisters, and the rulers have done very little to prepare the people for it. I repeat, a revolution is coming, my brothers and sisters, and the rulers have done very little to prepare mankind for it. I want you to think about something that might sound shocking. Did you hear what I said before? Messiah comes to overcome the world because others have not done it. He comes to show man the way. Isaiah 48 speaks about how his people have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Having discerned, in fact, what all righteousness is. Have been easily beguiled and convinced not to know even what it means when the scripture says they who wait for him shall renew their strength. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, he didn't say that once man became polluted after various other ruling principalities and powers, he didn't say, my brothers and sisters, that men should be redeemed according to constraints of others. It's time to understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it is. It's time to see and understand that these must be the times of refreshing. It's time to understand these must be the times in which the Most High has appointed that his people must remember. I said must remember all things he has declared since the world began. And you ever stop to consider why the rulers have not ultimately opened your mind to understand what indeed this is, this remembrance is, and the saving power of the Holy Spirit? My brothers and sisters, in discerning, looking back far enough to discern indeed what the Most High has required of his people, it becomes very obvious to one who the Most High has granted vision to discern that this whole world is far, far short of divine intent. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who prefer not to understand the need for this refreshing, the need for this remembrance. Many say they've already overcome the world, wanted to believe it. Yet they've refused to understand it, that after a multitude of divisions, partiality, unwitting pollutions, and allegiances after constraints of a multitude of diverse standards established by many different rulers, political, social, and religious, where men have said they have overcome the world, many, my brothers and sisters, haven't even begun to discern what it is they must overcome, because quite frankly, they are. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. They are the world. When the scriptures talk about overcoming the world, my brothers and sisters, I hope you understand me. Messiah said, unless you overcome the world, unless you believe that he is the one who is not of this world, who is not of the divisions that are in it, who is sent from on high to declare a standard beyond all the divisions of men. He said, unless you believe that he is the one who comes for this express purpose, he says that men would die in their sins. What are the sins? How about every standard, my brothers and sisters, short of his own? I said, every standard that is short of his own. It's time to realize the reality. 45,000 denominations, 280 plus, and all, like I said, counting divisions in the world. They say they've overcome the world. Have they brought you out from the curses, the divisions, resulting of human worldly denial, defiance, and depravities against the greater truths? Have they taught you everything they should have taught you? Oh, I could tell you right now, you need to check out this website of mine, hiddengospel.com, and discern the multitudes of things that the rulers would never tell you. I know the Most High calls prophets, men inspired by his spirit, to remember all things. Yes, indeed, to bring all things to their remembrance. to declare the things that were declared of old, to declare the things, yes, indeed, that are to come. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, to show you how to perceive beyond all the less than righteous, i.e. sinful, accursed standards that men have sought comfort in by putting the name of the Most High upon their institutions and themselves, that many not understand that all they've done is erected idols. It's time to understand the realization, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Scriptures talk about when that the time of revolution comes to pass, how all the nations, all the rudiments of all the nations, in fact, it says point blank, the cities of the nations will fall. One scripture says that the fall, my brothers and sisters, will be a great one. 45,000 denominations, divisions. How much must fall, my brothers and sisters, that men discern that the way of salvation and the way of the Savior is one? They call themselves churches. Wow. Calling you out of the world. Have you brought you out from all the darkness? Have they brought you fully to the remembrance of all the ancient light? Have they compelled you to seek the greater truth with a love without resistance? My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you there are so many things that I could spout to you right now. That most, because they've been taught an entirely different scenario, the first inclination they would have in their minds is not oftentimes only just mere unbelief. If that was not bad enough. But my brothers and sisters, an abject despisal at even hearing so much what my brothers and sisters is the absolute scriptural foreordained by Most High truth. They've taught, my brothers and sisters, as the Most High told me very early on, to begin to, let's just say, open my mind to the possibility that so much of what has been taught in this world is an illusion. He started off by telling me such things, some of the biggest lies, he said, has been told to hide the greatest truths. Every lie a man believes is an obstacle against a greater dimension of truth. He said, whatever they tell you, he said, check it out with him first. Because he told me that whatever I see, whatever I hear, must be checked out with him first. And he told me if I didn't do that, if I chose instead to draw a hasty conclusion, he said someone would make a fool of me. My brothers and sisters, I would pray that many would be more willing to hear words such as these. But I know, my brothers and sisters, that such words as this are not for everyone, but only for the most humble and therefore humbly diligent soul. He told me the greatest truth is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. When men think they know, not giving all things consideration. He told me that's not wise at all. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, many say that they've come out of the world because they're part of the churches. But let me tell you something. The churches would not be divided. Did you hear me? They would not be divided were it not for partiality and pollutions and taints after the misconceits of having worship lesser conscience rather than greater. I hope you will understand that, my brothers and sisters. It's not after the pure, perfect, high conscience of the Most High and the Spirit that teaches all things that you have a multitude of divisions. Purity and completion offers one choice, a multitude of imperfections and partialities and pollutions are many curses, many divisions, many forms of contention. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, as I told you before, a revolution comes. Many still hold to very much so heathenish concepts of who the Most High is, even who is his Messiah, even what is the nature of a Savior. Monotheist mind knows that what the Most High declared from the beginning, must be restored perfectly to human conscience because he does not change, nor will he be destabilized by the misconceits, nor the neglect, nor the denial, nor the treachery, nor the arrogance of any man's ignorance. He will not be schooled, if you will not be taught, will not be destabilized by the misconceits or the lesser conscience of any man. And by quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is not responsible for man being subject to any lesser conscience. Man chose not to hear the Most High. So why should the Most High then sanction what is the result of man's neglect? I pray you will understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High does not send Messiah to sanction the idea that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. As if to say that, hey, he doesn't see the error of mankind that has caused so much contention. I pray that you will understand, my brothers and sisters, people are not magically delicious. They're not magically suddenly all one in their differences under a multitude of different allegiances and titles. Anybody who told you that, my brothers and sisters, told you a lie. There's only one Savior, one salvation. And that salvation is according to a pure, perfect, absolute standard that is eternal throughout all ages. If they told you anything else, they never told you the gospel. It means they compel you to believe that somebody else's standard, somebody else's governing ideal, could somehow be the kingdom of Yah. And that's a lie. Men have held on to polytheist Western ideals and concepts, misconcepts as to what the saving and the salvation of it, salvation of the world is. I pray that many of you will check out this website of mine, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there that, there's a lot of articles there that need to be checked out. But how about this one with regard to the statement I'm about to make? An article there called Bacchus Connection. It needs to be understood because pagans have never given up their heathenism, false imagining, idolatrous concept of deity. I will tell you this now, that the Messiah is not Dionysus. Yeshua is not Bacchus. He's not Mars. He's not the god of war. He's not the lord of misrule. I pray you will understand, my brothers and sisters, he does not delight in a mass of drunken, worldly, depraved contentions. He does not delight in the confusion of man. He does not give a license, my brothers and sisters, for all the lawlessness that men would aspire to have their own way. He's not a god, not a goddess of men's lusts. He does not aspire to what men have called agape love. He does not aspire to the lust that men desire to say that he would uphold. In other words, what I'm saying about that is this. Men have imagined all manner of corruption in their reprobate, having fallen away from the knowledge of Yah, not knowing his righteousness, not knowing his foundation. In fact, choosing not to receive the truth oftentimes when it is granted. Well, by no means, my brothers and sisters, does he sanction such faithlessness. By no means does he favor, my brothers and sisters, such unbelief. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, that many have not even begun to discern that men have sought to uphold a multitude of divisions that should never have come to exist, that were never sanctioned by a spirit. I hope you hear me. The divisions of this world were not a thing sanctioned by a spirit, nor a manifestation of his spirit. He told me point blank that if I could believe that all these divisions were a manifestation of his guidance, his instruction. He told me that I could not be a disciple unto him. If you believe that all these differences are a manifestation of his spirit, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, you will never be found worthy to be taught by him. He who trusts in him knows that he is wiser than all of this. Expect to be disciplined unto so much more than this. If man can't see to love the fact that the plan the Most High has for his people is far more than this, then my brothers and sisters, it is an echo that is evidence across all the nations of what has become the depravity of human souls. It is time. It is time, my brothers and sisters, to discern beyond this. There must be a raising of conscience. Messiah comes to save his people. Yes, save his people from their sins. Meaning to save them from every fallen level or dimension of conscience that men have aspired to and said, are dared unto themselves to call it prudent, wise, and sufficient. He comes to deliver his people from every false standard whereby men have called evil or pollutions, depravities, misimaginations. Call them good. Call them sufficient. And dare to call that which would guide men toward maturity, dare to call it evil. It's evidence, my brothers and sisters. It's evidence that a great revolution must come. Scripture says in Isaiah 29 that men are going to find out that their worship has been after the precepts of men. That he, by a wonderful and a marvelous manner, will have to deliver his people. Meaning he will have to expose and prove foolish all the various standards of this world for a long time is called wise and dead, my brothers and sisters. And dead has not only become prideful then, but have dared, even with their very lives, many times have sought to defend. All my brothers and sisters even sought to defend against the maturation, the salvation of their own souls. It's time to understand the real. We've been talking on this show about how, for instance, the feast that came just as of yesterday, the feast many call Yom Teruah, some want to call it Rosh Hashanah. It's not the beginning of the year. That needs to be fixed. Some know it as Yom Hadin. The fact of the matter, my brothers and sisters, it means the day of remembrance. Yes, it is the day of the blowing of trumpets. And it is, my brothers and sisters, that man is foreordained and even commanded to discern the nature of his soul in preparation for a day of atonement. Preparing then, my brothers and sisters, I pray you'll understand this. Preparing to humbly be ready to receive and welcome the truth with love. For there's no atonement for any soul, my brothers and sisters, there will not. I repeat, there's no atonement, no covenant that the Most High has ever made with a soul that would retain a rebellious heart. When the Most High made a covenant with Abraham, not only was he told to walk after his perfect will, but he's also told that he must seek the will of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, after circumcision, not only of his flesh, but of his heart. It's time to understand the reality. Abraham was supposed to bring forth children not after the flesh, not hard-hearted, not after the will of the flesh or willfulness of the flesh, but born of Yah. Those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. Why would you really, or let's just say, how could you truly believe him? Lest you have a love and a desire for a truth far transcendent what in this world is ordinary. Scripture talks about a time of refreshing that must come. I said a time of refreshing that must come according to all the Most High spoken by his prophets since the world began. And many haven't even begun to see how all the words of the prophets are interwoven together to relate one magnificent story that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, very, very, very few have seen. And in fact, I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, if you are an avid goer among the congregations that men call churches today, it's quite likely, much more than likely, 99.999% likely, that you have never heard the full gamut of these words. That might sound like a bold statement, but I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High sends prophets when pastors, priests, rabbis, elders have fallen far short of the mark. Because the truth of the matter, all prophecies say that all of these should be found quite treacherous in the day the light appears. If that sounds like an arrogant statement, then I challenge you. I said, I challenge you. And in fact, I challenge your curiosity. I challenge your love of the truth. I challenge your love for mankind. Hey, if you find somewhere that I'm wrong, show me. Examine, my brothers and sisters, such articles on my website. It's hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. I challenge, my brothers and sisters, those who would say that I am errant in my speech. In fact, like I said, if you find something wrong, bear me to show me where I need correcting. Check out the article, my brothers and sisters, on our website, the article called Secret City Prophecies, hiddengospel.com. Check out articles like four early centuries of Great Tribulation. Article is also called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Check out articles like the one called Remember the Promise. Check out all the scripture with it. Don't just read the verses. Hey, you can be you can be vastly misled, my brothers and sisters, just to read words. Because oftentimes there's a serious need for the Most High to guide the mind and heart by His Spirit to understand more than just what is said, but why. And believe me, all that I've said is tempered with much scripture. Genesis to Revelation. And yes, my brothers and sisters, certain books that, quite frankly, rulers found a need oftentimes to not include or to twist some of the most precious truths that are in them if you read them in the original language. I'll give you an example of what I mean. Scholars know that during the Hellenist period, wherein Western imperialists came into the East, from the times, say, from Alexander to the times of the Maccabees, times of Roman imperialist ambition and takeover in the East, people from the West taking over the East, was by many people understanding the documentation that exists for, say, 100 years or so before the birth of Messiah. It was oftentimes called theologically the Enochian period. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters, the Enochian period in Israel. They had, because they deeply examined what was called the Book of Enoch, they had a much more powerful concept of the term Son of Man than it by and large acknowledged in the West. They knew, according to all prophecy, that the Son of Man comes to expose all the folly, all the idle, all the short-sighted, all the polluted, all the deceptive, hasty, half-truths of deviant standards taught by all the rulers. When the scriptures talk about being watchful, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man, check out all the scriptures and find out how all the rulers will not be able to stand before Him. Think about it. In Malachi 3rd chapter, it asks who should be able to stand because He's going to reprove all the priests. In Revelation, it tells who should be able to stand because He will reprove all the rulers. Hey, kings, ministers, great men, rich men, powerful men. Hey, He said, who should be able to stand? Our brothers and sisters, it is the only ones who will be able to stand are those who recognize the standard the Most High has for His people is far greater than what has been common as related by those who have ruled over this present age. It's there, my brothers and sisters. Wise men have not understood this. Many have talked about the idea about the Savior comes. There's only one Savior. Why is there only one Savior? Why does He come to save, my brothers and sisters? Why must He come to perform this salvation? Now, brothers and sisters, I can only tell you it's because of something very obvious if you would think about it. He comes to show man the way again unto salvation because others have not overcome the world. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that many have not dared to consider this. Even though there's so much scripture that relates it over and over again. Hey, when the scripture talks about none righteous, no, not one. When it talks about the idea about, hey, all the leaders have gone astray, Isaiah 28. Isaiah 41, none that preaches the gospel. None that wants to declare that the solution is that man must return to that which Yah has declared from the beginning. None says restore. All hid in prison houses. Hey, Hosea, 7th chapter. Isaiah 42. People weary to praise in their conscience. Grown vastly indiscriminate and know it not. It's written, my brothers and sisters, concerning what is the consciousness of this present age. But that's not what people want to believe. And Most High had to do something then to expose all those who will convince the masses otherwise not to know what's meant by the scripture. They who wait for him shall renew their strength. I can tell you a great revolution is coming, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 19 talks about it, but they try to cover that a little bit too. Because when the scripture talks about nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom and city against city, that is not just nation against nation like ordinary, what people call war. That is internal strife, my brothers and sisters. That is revolution. And quite frankly, it appears that only I think it's the book of Luke in particular, when the scripture says nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, we hear have wars and rumors of wars, that says in Matthew, in the King James Version. The book of Luke, I believe, is the one that actually goes as far as to say, instead of that, when you hear wars and revolutions. Revolution means, my brothers and sisters, that which presently rules over the people shall be thrown down, and something else must take its place. How, my brothers and sisters, shall men overcome the world? But is it going to be by the world or by the divisions that are in it? Overcome the world means overcome all the diverse standards that are in it, that men serve Yah and Yah alone. Shall men know how to do this, my brothers and sisters, when the misconceits that are in the hearts of men are still yet unknown? Like I said, many have not been willing to understand what Messiah is really saying in John 8 chapter. Like I said, lest you overcome the world, you will die in your sins. Lest you believe that he is the one who shows you beyond all the diverse standards of this world, you perish after somebody's foolhardiness. Unless you become not of this world, my brothers and sisters, even as he is not of this world. Lest you awaken to discern something else very powerful. Many say that they've come out from the world. They say they've joined the church. Wow. Well, there's something about that to be considered. Yes, there is, my brothers and sisters. Something very powerful about that to be considered. What people call churches today. I said what people have called churches today. Have they come completely out from all allegiance to the diverse standards that are established by worldly rulers? Have they come out from all the curses of worldly denial, defiance, and depravity against the perfect truth? Have they recovered all the truth that a world, over the course of ages, men functioning after their carnality, lust, and self-righteousness, have they come back to all that truth, my brothers and sisters, that man so many times has chosen to ignore in defiance against perceiving the greater glory? Have they brought you completely out of the darkness unto the remembrance of all the ancient light without resistance? Without resistance, brothers and sisters, against seeing the greater wisdom and expectation of Yah. Better yet, how about looking at it like this? Is your church, what you call a church, free of all worldly allegiance to become a separate kingdom state? I hope you understand me, my brothers and sisters. A separate, sanctified kingdom state, not subject to the jurisdiction of any other, any other worldly domain, unaffected by any worldly jurisdiction or demand? Got news for you. That's what the deliverance of the saints will indeed be all about. I hope you understand that, my brothers and sisters. I'm talking about a kingdom that's subject to none else but Yah through his Messiah. None else, my brothers and sisters, but the unction of the Holy Spirit. Not subject, my brothers and sisters, to any of the kingdoms or kings or rulers of this earth. And my brothers and sisters, not even subject to the many who call themselves pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders, subject to a multitude of diverse, differing standards, which cannot be true to the unction of the Holy Spirit. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, if you can believe that the divisions, the multitude of denominations and nations we see in this world are faith in Yah, are the result of faith in Yah, trust in Him, my brothers and sisters, you'll never understand. Scripture says those who believe in Him, He gave them power to become sons of Yah. He said He gave to those who believe in Him, then He gave power, my brothers and sisters, to perceive beyond the will, the machinations, the idolatries, the misperception, the false righteousness that seems wiser than the men. Yah so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, whoever believed in Him might not perish with all the faulty standards of this world. Because He said He's going to bring a full end of all nations, wherever Israel has been scattered. Whatever is scattered is the conscience of His people. He has called sin a curse. Has the institutions and the doctrines that you've been taught exceeded all these misconceptions? Did you hear my brothers and sisters? Have they overcome all these differences? Have they recovered fully the pure, perfect truth that was known by the early church? Let me tell you something. There's a scripture that speaks of Messiah speaking to, actually it's a city in the latter days, first and foremost. And he says, he speak to them saying, this is the rest. How about the word of peace? Pure, perfect covenant of truth by which he would cause the weary, those who become spiritually weakened. Because if they were true to the one spirit, they would all be one. By which he would cause the weary to rest. He said, this is the refreshing. How about the remembrance of that pure, perfect word that would cause his people to be one? He said, this is the refreshing for which you call the weary, those, let's just say, divided after a multitude of fallen standards, to rest, to come as one, become strong again, to be revived as one holy people. He said, but they would not listen. I tell you why, my brothers and sisters, to discern that there's a need for refreshing, a need for a restoration, a need for a remembrance of what is initial foundation is to declare that what men have trusted for so long has not been one. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I'm saying that so much of what men have trusted has not been a foundation, not been that initial foundation at all. Scripture says there's no other foundation that can be laid but that which is already laid. What does this mean? It means if man looks to anything else as a foundation, my brothers and sisters, it is a result of man having not been cautious. Scripture says there's no other foundation but that which is already laid. And if men lay anything else upon it, it will be tried to find out what nature it is. Whether it's true to the initial thoughts of the Most High or not. Oh, I can hear a lot of people saying, no, there's no need for this refreshing. They've already remembered. Really? All of remember that pure, perfect word that is from the beginning? If that were the case, my brothers and sisters, the various divisions of the nations would not even exist. The multitude of denominations that men have established, seeking to establish their own self-righteous authority, would not exist. And men would not be found guilty of having sworn by the holy name after their own vanities unto breaking the covenant. Because many of my brothers and sisters have not understood that the only way you make a vow to the Most High is not by leaning to your own understanding. In fact, my brothers and sisters, for everything you hear, I know what the Most High told me. He told me I need to check it out with him first. You make an oath unto the Most High, being willing for the good of all and for the sanctity of the holy name, to seek not only to understand what is said, but why. Or not just merely to hear what is said, but to understand why and how it all works together for one common, ultimate, eternal good. You seek to understand how all things the Most High says work together. You want to be sure. I hear you. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. I hear some of you that are catching on to the point of what I'm saying. You want to be sure that in no way do you lie to deceive anyone or to be left deceived with regard to anything the Most High has spoken. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, the men are called to be servants of the Most High, unto the Most High, not to discern His will? I know some people have been told that. But my brothers and sisters, nothing's farther from the truth. Like I said, many will not consider that these must be the times of refreshing. But they don't want to believe what the foundation is. And once they find out what the foundation is, they find out they've truly that they have not had it. To say that we are in need of the foundation is to say that man for a long time has been quite unstable, double-minded. Hey, his concept of deity has become a pollution, devilish, lustful, arrogant in ignorance, and not true to what the Most High said from the beginning. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I was looking at something that I pass on along to many who are coming to association with or contact with. Something I've passed out now in thousands of copies just put together this past week. I just pass out to people. It's something I printed up. And I was looking at it just on last evening after Yom Teruah. And I was amazed at the number of things that were on there that most have never, ever even begun to understand or hear. In the scriptures, most have never even begun to hear or understand, heed, or even no need to, no association with it whatsoever. And only, my brothers and sisters, then I know the most diligent and humble soul will seek to understand these things. I told many the things that were there, however, are some of the biggest secrets in the Bible. I leave it to Yah to touch the hearts, to compel men to seek and find out the nature of my words, whether they be true or not. But my brothers and sisters, I dare to say that anyone who will thoroughly, with a whole heart, be willing to check out these things with an open mind, because believe me, in the midst of these words, I fix a whole lot of the lies that have blinded the people, that they no longer should not be able to see or understand how all that the scriptures have said work together. There's a lot of folks, like for instance, that believe that Isaiah, well, put it out, this is going back to this, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. They believe the greater portion of what's prophesied there is latter days. My brothers and sisters, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21 is very definitely, without question, latter day prophecy. But the truth of the matter is so much of what is there goes all the way back to times before Jerusalem fell in 70 AD. I even would venture to help you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that it is a chronology of the course of much time. Scriptures like those at Luke 17:26 through 18:8, believe it or not, that's by and large, that is true in Latter-day prophecy, concerning what Messiah must endure in the last days. Why did they tell you about Isaiah 49 to understand what the scriptures mean when Messiah will come forth one day and saying, listen to me, O Isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Most High has called me to speak to the nations afar off. To bring Israel back to him. From the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. Morning by morning, it caused my ears to hear the teaching. And I have not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. The question that's really there, my brothers and sisters, is this. He asked the question, why, when he has spoken, was there none to answer, none to see the conclusiveness of the solution that he offers? Many saying that he too has no power to deliver. Because think about it. The ancient concept of deliverance would be the manifestation of a people who have in them no divisions, no lies. Zephaniah. Let's talk about these scriptures. In Zephaniah, it said that the remnant of Israel will speak no lies and do no iniquity. Scripture's talking about things like he will speak peace to the nations. He restores to his people one pure language. They may call upon his name with one consent. That's the deliverance of mankind from all the idolatrous misconceits that have inhabited their hearts. And the only way that can be, my brothers and sisters, is that so much of the doctrine that men have believed had to be proven foolish, and by no means would they accept any of these idolatries, any of these misimaginations, after the thoughts, or ideals, plans, or ambitions of another. Simply the way it is, my brothers and sisters. Simply the way that it is. Scripture says that he will come forth saying, this is the refreshing, this is the word of restoration, this is the word we must remember. But the scripture says in advance that many simply would not listen, would not hearken diligently, would not allow these words to affect them in such a way that they prepare wisely. And he warns them, hearken and hear my speech in Isaiah 28. Yes, I'm speaking to Messiah, warning his people before that absolute day of judgment. Warning his people in advance, like Zephaniah 3rd chapter says he would. Like Luke 17th chapter said he would. Why did they tell you about that, my brothers and sisters? Heaven help us. They've compelled people to believe the Messiah is going to make his first appearance in the latter days out of the sky. Why did they tell you about scriptures like Isaiah 19, about that city of confusion? That the Most High should send to a Savior. Like Scripture says, he says, come forth saying, from the body of my mother they made mention of my name. Isaiah 45 and Isaiah 49 both speak about one called by name for a very specific purpose. Why did they not tell you this? You ever stop to consider it's because the one that does this will expose the whole world in its treachery for not having spoken? So much of what should never have been forgotten. They've taken from you, my brothers and sisters, I dare to say, by the title they call Christianity. They've taken from you an entire conscience as to who Messiah is. Many have never known it. The church didn't call themselves Christians. They call themselves Kurdishania. They've taken away from you the idea this is the expectation. The one they call the King of the East. And believe it, the people of old. Hey, Luke 1:78, 2 Capers, 2 Peter 1:19 through 21. The scriptures at Revelation 7:2. Scriptures at 2 Thessalonians 2. Oh, there's lots of other places I can mention, my brothers and sisters. Revelation 16:12 to 21. Revelation 22:16. all reflect prophecies written in what many want to call the Old Testament, the words of the prophets, concerning Messiah and who he said that he is. And you're not knowing him according to those prophecies, and that expectation has indeed been a fall away from faith. Confusions after the polytheist Western ideals that never wanted you to see the hope of an absolute, the hope of peace, the hope of sanctification, the hope of truth, the hope of righteousness, have sought to keep away from you, my brothers and sisters, the fact that Messiah must expose every false standard, every defiling misideal that men have conceived since the dawn of human fall, building upon, let's just say, corruptions, my brothers and sisters, faulty foundations, not true to the only firmity that is eternal. They didn't tell you that. But I can only tell you if you will, there's much that needs to be explained about that. Please, my brothers and sisters, for holy name's sake, that you don't slander the holy name anymore. Because believe me, there are certain truths that unless you have, all you have done is lied against the Most High. I'm not trying to flatter anyone. I'm just telling you the truth. And they told you that you can be true to Yah without his law. What else have they done but left your conscience in a depraved manner, subject to those who must be those who despise his truth, despise his order, despise, my brother and sister, the peace and the wisdom that he offers to humanity that is presently sorely in need of it. They compel you to believe they love the Most High while they hated his truth, his law. Even hated, my brothers and sisters, was the expectation that is written concerning him. Now, my brothers and sisters, they haven't loved him at all. The ones that most have been taught to trust have been the most hateful against the truth, hateful against Yah, hateful against Messiah of all. So much so that they totally established a counterfeit and compelled men to worship it. And most because the rulers would not allow anything else but lies to be spoken. Most have not known it. You need to check out that article called Four Early Centuries of Great Tribulation and understand what Rome did to put to death millions of brothers and sisters who knew the truth, that thereafter only misconceits and strong delusions were told. Second Thessalonians talk about how men did not welcome the truth with love, and thereafter men have been left to a strong delusion that they should believe lies. Messiah called it false prophets, those who prophesy or preach falsehood, falsely, fallen standards. Not true, I know seeking to perform all that is the will of the Father, therefore causing men to trust according to their own predispositions, a multitude of pluralities, breaking the covenant and still saying that they are one, breaking, my brothers and sisters, the word of the one conscience, and still saying that they are true to divine desire. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters, and understand the reality. I said it's time, my brothers and sisters, to wake up and understand the reality. Messiah said to you, become like him, not after any of the division of this world, you die or perish in your sins. Because that's all any other concept of a standard is, if it's not true to him. It's the reason why the scripture said, whatever is not of faith of sin is sin. And then after saying this, it said, whatever is written of old is for our learning. Whatever is not faith, my brothers and sisters, and all that the Most High declared of old is sin. Talk about Romans 14 through 15. I repeat, whatever is not of faith, ultimately looking forward to the world to be judged and refined according to all that the prophets said of old, is sin. To trust, my brothers and sisters, that some multitude of juxtaposed ideas is true to that one understanding, to believe they're still wise, my brother and sister, not only sin, it is insanity. I say it again, I'm not here to flatter anyone. Most High told me I must tell you things that others would not. He told me in advance that a lot of people probably wouldn't like my words. He told me in advance a lot of folks, he didn't say probably, he said told me already a lot of folks wouldn't like my words. But for those who have a love for the truth, to have their spirits, their souls, their minds stimulated to begin to see what others would not help them to see. These words are a time for rejoicing. It's time to cast aside the veils, my brothers and sisters. Time to cast aside the misconceits. Time to cast aside the short-sighted levels of perception that many have been compelled to consider enough. Because frankly, my brothers and sisters, it has not been enough. Isaiah 28 says it's going to be a terror, a vexation for many to understand the report. What men have called a doctrine to cover their shame has been far from sufficient. Nevertheless, the Most High has determined a judgment upon the whole earth. I said he has determined a judgment, a righteous standard by which he shall reprove, judge, discern the thoughts and intents and the hearts of this whole earth. Why don't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, what you need to prepare for? Why don't they ask that you be certain that you seek a remembrance of all things? Do you ever stop and consider that if all sought the remembrance of all things, the Most High declared the divisions that men have opportunistically established for themselves would not exist? They talk about religious freedom. What they really talk about, my brothers and sisters, is an opportunity to exploit you. And have sought your sanction because you said that you didn't want to be subject to divine law. Well, let me tell you something. There's only one law that is justice. Has men then loved injustice? I can only tell you about a verse of scripture that many are going to be held accountable to, whether they realize it or not, in the very near future. Revelation 12:11 recites in these words, concerning what the early saints had to deal with. It says they overcame. It's talking about the adversary. All the deception and delusions of this world. All the systems of the world that would blind men and cause men to compromise. It says they overcame the adversary. I hope you understand this. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives even unto death. Let me explain this verse, my brothers and sisters. The Messiah gave his very life's blood that men receive the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Hear me. You can't even begin to trust in Messiah as Savior until you realize the standards you've trusted have been damnations. What do I mean by that? Have been divisive against his perfect will. Did you hear me? You can't even begin to believe in Messiah as Savior, as healer. One who makes his people one. Do you trust and understand the divisions, the debate, and the doubt this world has trusted has not been unto the salvation or the preservation of human souls, but has kept men from understanding, and that the rulers themselves who preserve the various denominations have been obstacles against your discerning what is absolute. That is why all these misconceits of the rulers must be exposed, because until men discern that these have not been wisdom, men continue to trust in them. And to trust in a lie, my brothers and sisters, is the result of a not a wise conscience, but a depraved one. Man's trust in the misconceits that have not been true to divine intent prove a man unworthy and not wise. It's time to understand the real, my brothers and sisters. And they say they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. It means that they, through the wisdom and faith and what the Most High reveals by His Spirit, faith coming by hearing a word from Yah, I said what they hear directly from Him, by faith in the gift that comes, because Messiah said, forgive them, Father, but they don't understand what they do. Meaning, show them what they do. That means He reveals the nature of what should be done versus what depravity men are doing. Messiah petitioned the Most High for the Spirit that would raise man's conscience to understand the need to exceed the unrighteousness of their rulers. And we say they overcame all these adversarial tendencies of the world by the blood of the Lamb. It means, my brothers and sisters, that they washed themselves of all worldly misallegiances and all worldly depravity, because they received and had faith in a greater testimony than what was common to men. And they upheld this testimony in spite of the oppression of the rulers, even unto death. Well, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, you need to read Revelation 14. A great revolution is soon on its way. My brothers and my sisters. The question is, in the days that are to come, that will decide the nature and intents of every heart, who will believe Messiah's testimony, who will not? Who is it that will hold to the truth no matter what? Who is it that despite all persecution will hold the truth no matter what? Quite frankly, it is prophesied that the Most High is about to withdraw His blessings from wherever it is on earth. Men will not receive the fullness of His truth. And many of my brothers and sisters beginning to awaken. Some will awaken before others to the fact that this is the case. And yes, my brothers and sisters, there's a whole lot of folks in places of power. Some not even in places of power, just, delighting in false pride. They will seek to persecute those who uphold and discern the truth. But it is a promise of the Most High that He will redeem and elect, my brothers and sisters, that He's called according to His purpose. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it's actually even written that the hope of the rest of the nations for survival is that they do whatever they can to preserve and assure that He's elect. Not only a call back unto the sovereignty of the Anointed One and the sovereignty of Yah, but they do nothing to stand in the way. In fact, my brothers and sisters do everything they can in every way to help. I know that the folks that call themselves pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, reverends, heaven help us, haven't been willing to tell you all this. But they want you to believe, hey, just because people have called upon the Holy Name, that they have been delivered. Let me tell you something. These are businesses, my brothers. Denominations, seeking the survival. I said seeking the survival of their institutions. Don't think for one minute that those who aspire to the Catholic Church would prefer that you be Baptist. Don't think for one time that those who are Baptist would prefer that you be Episcopalian. These are businesses, my brothers and sisters. And either man seeks the pure, perfect will of the Most High beyond every single one of these, or man will be found in some way treacherous. Because God is for you. I haven't seen a single one yet that's true entirely to all that is the foundation of truth that is related in this book we call the Bible. That might sound like a very hard statement, but the facts simply what they are. If you think that I'm kidding with you, please, my brothers and sisters, check out where you find on my website. Articles that I spoke to you about. Articles that are mentioned now presently in the chat. Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, and Mutual Expectation. Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Remember the Promise. Article called Woe to Shepherds. Martha's Connection. Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Diction. A lot of primers there, my brothers and sisters. And a lot of that, I guarantee you, needs to be elaborated upon another from a much greater dimension, which is probably why I'm on this show, because for those who are willing to check out that website, believe me, there are massive implications on all these things. And everything, my brothers and sisters, needs to be put into order. Tell you what the Most High told me my purpose is. I pray that you find out to discern the legitimacy of it, not later, but as soon as it's possible. You might have a chance to genuine growth. It's time to understand, as I said to you before, my brothers and sisters, the city comes to overcome the world, to show the way that those who believe in him might be delivered unto the will of one. He comes to overcome the world, all the illusions in it. He comes to show the way, because others, quite frankly, Isaiah 41, when it says that there was none to preach the gospel, he comes indeed to preach, my brothers and sisters, what has been hidden from men. And what does it say in 2 Corinthians 4 and 3, if the gospel be hidden, hidden them that are lost. How about this live after the misconceits of another? That's not the type of word the pastors want to tell you, what a prophet would. I said a true prophet would, a faithful prophet would. So we talk about those who are counted chosen and faithful. And they are among those with Messiah who reprove a whole world, according to Revelation 19:11-21. What else does that mean but that the whole world has indeed been treacherous, in need of discipline? Treacherous against the greater knowledge of the truth, and has not been faithful to the will of one. Else everybody would be following him, and it wouldn't be just that few that are approving the world. You need to understand that, my brothers and sisters. You need to understand that. I'm not talking about future. You need to understand that now. There's not a whole lot of time to be. Hey, I think if I can think about where old folks would sit around my house, they say, there's no time for lollygagging around. No time for playing. It's time to get very, very, very serious. Because the times are coming are very serious. The scripture says he's going to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, he's going to go into every word that he has spoken since the world began. How many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to receive it? And how many are not prepared to receive it simply because the words they've heard of the scriptures have been twisted after somebody else's agenda? And quite frankly, the Most High told me to know what's said and not know why it says and miss the point. So a lot of folks are entirely missing the point. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, there was somebody in my chat room the other night. Heaven help us. Still wants to believe the confusion of this world is somehow blessed. As if nations of the Gentiles are blessed being a multitude of Gentile nations. Insanity. But he couldn't get through his mind that makes absolutely no sense. The word blessing means to be made one. How do you have a multitude of nations unless they're subject to a curse because somebody wasn't willing to listen to the truth, or because somebody wasn't willing to listen to the truth? They were cut off from the opportunity to hear it. And that is cut off from grace, brothers and sisters. And that's certainly not a state of being favored. Why do you think the nations, my brothers and sisters, are divided? You think it's because men have received the grace of the Most High? Because they received its instruction? Or because they resisted it? Another show tonight that I would have taken, perhaps, or at least intended in some ways to take another direction. But I can only tell you, I only wound up skimming over what was my notes. Because it's time to understand, brothers and sisters, what it really means to overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations that would not reason together. Because a lot of folks, brothers and sisters out here, refuse to understand that every matter of depravity, division, and pollution that they sanction, even existing, has been a way in which men have licensed beast thinking. The men have not understood, my brother says, come on, overcoming the mark of the beast. You ever stop a couple of men, y'all overcome your flesh, overcome your own self-righteousness, overcome what seems wise to you because you trust what your ordinary eyes and ears hear, and none of these kingdoms are truly the kingdom of the Most High. Overcome the mark of the beast. What about overcoming the beast in you? Brothers and sisters, it's only possible for man to commune with the Most High beyond all his selfishness, all the arrogance of ignorance. When the Most High constantly humbles the heart, then men might be reproved to understand all the better what it is according to divine conscience that he is required to attain. Or dare men say that whatever levels of depravity into which men fall, the Messiah sanctions and gives license to it simply because men have been resistant against hearing anything greater? It's not the covenant of Abraham, my brothers and sisters. Not even in the least. It's time to understand that it's time for a remembrance. What are those who forget the niceness of God? Who preserve or prefer to preserve darkness and confusion? Lest
they 90 seconds
lack faith in the earth, and has only been the will of the flesh. Need to ask, my brothers and sisters, is there a greater light, a glory that men have forgotten? Or is the confusion we see all the light of wisdom that there is? Whatever institution of man, my brothers and sisters, is not calling to remembrance all things the Most High intends, or does not seek the restoration of the Most High intends, or does not realize there's more than this chaos that we see, that is the plan of the Most High, is the spirit of ungodliness. The covenant which the Most High has sworn to remember, yes, man must remember it too if he's going to be called faithful. He has to look forward to what the Most High has called eventuality. The Messiah comes saying from the beginning, from the creation, there am I to show you the way that you should go. That definitely demands a remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of a whole lot that was forgotten. Who's ready to understand it? He said there come a time when his covenant shall no more depart from the mouths of men. His covenant is all that it is, and have men held on to the fullness of it? Or men practice imperfection, false pride, and illusion? Well, they tell me we got about 10 seconds left. I say keep listening, my brothers and sisters, because I thank the Most High for every year that he brings in. And to his might and his honor and his praise, my brothers and sisters, always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. And the Most High show you what is complete and perfect under all of his will. So be it.
You've got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how are we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on, you got.